It's time for many Americans to dust off their favorite Christmas music. Irving Berlin's White Christmas, as sung by Der Bingel, Handel's Messiah, and, of course, the Nutcracker Suite. That's a Sugar Plum Fairy not even Tchaikovsky would recognize. Brought to us, of course, by Jim Nader, who is the host of the Annoying Music Show out of WBEZ in Chicago, a program that is literally syndicated around the planet. He joins us from Chicago. Jim, how are you?
Scott, I had to wait so long in line at the free clinic for a flu shot. I caught the flu. I don't feel too good.
I'm very sorry. Well, so good to talk to you again. Listen, I bet you can almost guess what just about my favorite Christmas song is.
I'm thinking Gene Autry. I'm
thinking
An Anniversary.
Has to be
a song from all our childhoods. Rudolph?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, yeah. Right.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donder, Blitzen. I'm Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it,
now, I know Gene Autry, God bless him, left this mortal coil, was it even a couple of years ago? I didn't know he was still recording. What is that?
Oh, that's a Vonovox Christmas. It's basically speakers connected to your throat, and then you plug it into your whatever instrument you're playing, and then I don't know all the technical things, but it's really one of the landmark inventions in audio for the Annoying Music Show.
Jim.
Yes.
My notes also prompt me to suggest to you that we listen to a Brady Bunch Christmas album.
This actually sounds like the Brady Bunch, but it actually isn't.
Here's a story.
Do they sing about the crucifixion in that absolutely insipid little voice?
This is a group that calls themselves Righteous Pop. They're a serious group, and they re-record popular songs with original Christian lyrics.
So this is not a satire? So people who can't wait to spring to their keyboards to tell us they're offended should not be offended.
They have a great music website, a lot of samples, and they answer the question, what would Jesus sing?
Listen, children are growing up with more and more electronic toys, iPods and computer games. It does strike me that a lot of our literature of Christmas music is a little outdated.
Yes, you mentioned all of this commercialism, and I think this next song tackles that right on. It reflects, you reflect on the true images of the season. You think of the Star of Bethlehem, the baby Jesus, and, of course, R2-D2.
Come over here. You'll find a wonderful surprise. You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is. That's right. No, it's not a phase letter. It's your Christmas present.
Have an image of the little robot left in the manger or left in the spacecraft or something like that.
You know, just before I left to come down here and record, I found a holiday song, so your producers don't even know about this, but I think of all the songs we've already played, it even more captures the spirit of Christmas. Would you like to hear it?
No.
Okay.
Let's go to the next one. Oh, God, they're doing it anyway.
Bacteria. Bacteria. Look, there's bacteria. 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 You might not see them, but they're there. Bacteria. Bacteria. Everything you touch. Bacteria. Bacteria.
That's right.
Salmonella bacteria. But we have to watch out for bacteria that can spoil our chicken. Bacteria practically everywhere. Everywhere you...
Scott, this sounds like a training record for a fast food chicken chain, but it's actually an instructional song for Santa's elves and reindeers. Because if you think about it, they go all over the world, going into everyone's houses. Germs are everywhere, and it just urges them to wash their hooves off.
Bacteria. Bacteria. You might not see them, but they're there. Bacteria.
And you, bacteria. Jim, you got an exclusive copy of this training tape, didn't you?
This was sent to Santa as a public service to us, you know, much like those Christmas lists of dangerous toys.
Who's the performer? Do you have any idea?
He has clean hands, whoever he is.
At this point.
It's Dennis Day.
Not Dennis Day. Stop that.
Jack Benny Christmas album.
Did we have a final song to go out on, right?
Absolutely. You know, you always want to go out with, you know, with the best holiday song. And as you know, in 2004, we lost our beloved 16-year-old kitty Tiger. And our spirits are high. We've been blessed with
a new kitty
from a local shelter just in time for the holidays. His name is Mortimer. So I thought in tribute to ours and yours and all the kitties out there, gather them around the radio because we have a special holiday treat.
All right. Give people a second for all the cats to get close now, okay?
There's one under the bed.
Yeah. Whoop, right there. Yeah, under the bed. Okay, Jim, go ahead.
This is the holiday classic called Kitties We Have Heard on High, or perhaps When High. Choice is yours.
Well, I must say, if it's a choice between that and yet another rendition by the King's College Choir.
or the Mormon Tabernacle,
why not a change of pace?
You know, this sounds very similar to what I heard outside the flu shot clinic, actually.
This time of year, cat choirs are one of the pleasures of the season, aren't they?
And, of course, from the holiday classic CD, The Jingle Cats.
Well, Jim, nice talking to you again.
Scott, there's no place I think I'd rather not have been than not here with you for the holidays.
Thank you. Jim Nader is host of the Annoying Music Show, heard at public radio stations across the country that, for some reason, can't find a better way to fill 5 minutes. They're not that bad. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.